Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work? Champion the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement. A call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear. Drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Let me tell you, it's something about the chop in the stadium, right? It sounds like Philly's got like their own makeshift chop now because the Braves done show. I said, oh my Lord, what is this song? I said, this sound like the chop song, don't it?
Right.
It sounds like the chop song. I'm like, wait, we got a chop song too? Like we must have adapted that from the relationship that we have with the Braves. Cause you're right. We back up and down, but that last up and down was a good down. That's why Philly's just gonna stay up. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Antonio. I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone. Good
Great
morning.
Started it. She put the hat on the thing.
That's it. I had to.
I had to.
I had to. Okay. Cause you was over here. I mean, yesterday you gave me the business. Okay. I couldn't. You know.
No. The yes. Phillies gave y'all the business.
Houston gave it right back, okay?
Houston gave it right back. I ain't gonna say nothing. That's why I said, the same way I came on yesterday, I got to be the same way today. I said, y'all messing me up in my morning meeting, but that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. We live to fight another day. Now
that's it. That's it. All I know is the World Series is coming back to Houston. All right. Good morning, ladies.
We can clinch in Houston.
You could.
Yeah, we
could.
Jesus, okay.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. That's all right. Because my friend Monica is coming over here. Okay. So, but Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to today's daily meeting. Y'all know we family, so we love it, okay? We love this World Series going on. I got my friend Monica on here now. She's a huge Astros fan too. Monica, Adrian, trying to give it to me. But anyway, glad to have y'all on. Excited.
Don't you start.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Stay excited. Stop your emojis. right now.
Go Astros.
That's it. I had to give it a hat. Listen, welcome everyone. Just glad to have y'all on today. Excited. Today's topic, movement for income, movement for generational wealth. Excited. Mr. Smith will be on. He needs a few moments. And so I'm talking to you all for the few moments that I have, not about this World Series. We're excited about it. Hey, Dr. Ken.
I smell Houston in Philly.
Oh.
Agents smell like Houston today.
That wasn't me. That was not me.
Y'all go ahead and do what you do, because tomorrow when y'all see that Philadelphia has just shut down Houston, mm-hmm. football and baseball, y'all will come back.
Oh no, put no thought into tomorrow. We got to still smell that and celebrate today.
Yeah, okay. That's the best way to do it. Ride on the wind.
All right.
We welcome you to relocate. It's okay to relocate.
Ooh, you know what? This morning they're doing a challenge right now. A barbecue challenge. Philadelphia barbecue versus Texas barbecue. I said, well, they might have it. Look, I said they might have us in the barbecue range.
Okay.
Y'all got options out there. You know, we don't eat meat. We vegans around here.
Right.
Oh Lord. All right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the topic for today is movement for income. Movement for generational wealth. Glad to have y'all on. Movement for income. Movement for generational.
I'm sorry, Grace. I thought the topic was "I wish the Philly would."
Oh, y'all better get Antonio. You better come out front, because these Houstonites, they is sitting. I'm about to send them to the Alamo. In the basement. There is a basement in the Alamo. You do know that. Pee Wee Herman told us that.
Oh Lord.
I'm not Pee Wee Herman.
Okay. So again, welcome everyone to today's daily meeting. Antonio will be on shortly, but today's topic is movement for income, movement for generational wealth. And so we're excited. I'm going to start off letting you know and showing you how Antonio posts, you know, everything and makes money through the posting without having to spend a lot of money. And so he wants you to do the same for your business, and you can do the same for your business. He's told us all before, some of us have listened and gotten those things. One of those things is hero posts. Okay, I know several of you that have gotten hero posts and said, okay, it's time, you know, for me to start, you know, putting out my content and, you know, making myself known, because the number one problem is obscurity. So let me share my screen here. And he does it through Mexit News. Let me move all of us out of the way real quick. Hold on. There we go. Okay. So of course, this is Hero Post. Or when you sign in, it'll start here, right? And it'll show you all the, you know, the posts. Successful post, failed post, the total post that have been going on, and it gives you, you know, everything that's been happening in the last 30 days and all of that with the pie charts and those things of that nature. And it gives you a lot of platforms that you can post on. So whatever your favorite platforms are, they have them. Okay. Hero Post has them. Okay. From Facebook all the way to Tumblr and YouTube, Pinterest, all those things, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all those things. And y'all know every one of these things Antonio has a platform in, has an account with, you know. Not sure what VK is. I'm pretty sure he does, and he probably has an account with them too. Okay. So that starts there. But when you want to publish, you go to the publish all section. This is what we do. Okay. I post 24 posts a day, all from Mexit News. Here is Mexit News. And why is it looking like that? I don't know. They're tripping. So, but we'll get that going. And so here we go. So let's say if I said I want to do how to beat your marketing competitors. This is what we do. So I go, because it has a picture when you saw before it, before I clicked on the actual article, it had a picture, this picture right here. So I just go click the link, copy the link, go to the link section, enter that link, and it will generate for me the link in that tech. It can be clickable. Now, sometimes it does this as well to help it to keep a secure site. So it wants to make sure, hey, making sure nobody's doing that, you know, doing some stuff, trying to jack some stuff. Anyway, you get the point. But, and then there are certain groups that I post to. All of Antonio's groups that are available for the post. Now, of course, if it's a long post, Twitter, you only have a certain number of characters that you can do. So if it's a long post, of course, you don't do that. If you have like just a short, you know, short post with maybe a quote and a picture, you can do that. But of course, I always do Facebook, his LinkedIn, Instagram, you know, is basically for pictures, things of that nature. And so we have a lot of groups and I'm losing my train of thought. Groups and
Well, why are you trying to get that back? What's a Tumblr?
Good question. I have heard of Tumblr. Not familiar. Is anybody?
Tumblr is a blog site.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you so much, Miss Melissa. Tumblr is a blog
thank
site.
Thank you.
With Sandra. Okay. And so it's T-U-M-B-L-R, no E in the middle. So if you want to go check that out and Google that, go ahead and type that in. All right.
Sandra, it's very close to Reddit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Close to who?
Reddit. R-E-D-D-I-T.
Yeah, I don't know him either.
That's
so okay. Okay, so here's what you do. You get an account, you just post on it, and just don't worry about it.
Right. So Reddit is right. Reddit is when you can go and search a lot of things. Antonio has shown us Reddit, the Reddit website before when he was he was teaching on cryptocurrency, and there are different groups who are talking about cryptocurrency. And so if you want to get the latest news about cryptocurrency and what's trending now, you go to Reddit. You know, because those people
you're talking about coming back. Come out of them.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I still get emails about Reddit. Still.
Good. All right. Well, great. That is great to know. Good. Keep Reddit going, okay? Because Reddit is very powerful, okay? Very informative that you can get a lot of things from. And so your Mexit skills. Okay. So. So the order we're going to go in today is Macedonia, Mexit Skills, Mexit Growth, the Mexit Update, and the Apartment Process. Okay, so you can do, like I was saying, you can do these things as well. Because like I said, they have every platform that you can post on at the same time. Because if I had to make 24 posts for each, I had to go to each one individually, it'd take me forever. But because of Hero Posts, you can post all of those things and schedule them to when you want them to post. Because, you know, I can set, you can schedule those things out. You can schedule those things out for high, you know, whatever time you choose to. If you come down, you see schedule. So if I wanted to post something today, let's say at 8:15, okay, great. And then if I wanted to post every day, so that's the proposed frequency. Once I want to post it every day, if I said until next year of this time, I can do it. It allows you to keep going. And then October, November, So today is what, the 3rd? Okay, so if I said from November 3rd, from today to November 3rd of next year, I said at 8:15. So every day, whatever I choose to put on here, is scheduled to post every day for the next year at 8:15 a.m. So at like clockwork, every day at 8:15 a.m., that same post will pop up.
Wow. And it will pop up. And it'll do it. And you don't have to remember, because I'll be having
no. Right. You don't have to remember. Whatever you decide, you know, whatever platforms you hook up to Hero Post, you do it from here. So if you want to add a Facebook page, your Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, like I said, it has a lot: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, your YouTube channel, add your Google My Business, Reddit, Tumblr, all those things, VK, Telegram. It has those things. And all you have to do is add them, add your social profiles, your page, you got groups. You know, Antonio has, we have a lot of Facebook groups. And so we do that.
Right.
And so whichever ones you know, all you have to do is whatever you decide. Hey, okay, you know what? I want this to go just to my fan page on Facebook today. Okay, great. Or you know what? I want it to go to that and Twitter and Instagram. Okay, great. And then, and the way you can check it is if you go hit schedules, and everything will be populated here. They have the calendar. It takes a minute. And then all of these things, if you go and click and say, okay, this is what will be popping up today at this time. And if you notice some things are out until the next year, from now until September of next year, because he said, hey, I need you to post, it's a certain post. He said, hey, I need you to post this for the next year, every day for the next year. Okay, got it. So now I have to worry about it.
I am in total amazement. I need like a watch like that. I got morning meeting in my mind, go to work in my mind, and morning meeting was a few of them I remember, like fasting, 5 minutes with fasting. Okay, I'm
you got 5 minutes, yes ma'am. So yes, so you can do all of those things in Hero Post. Renee, did you have something you wanted to share?
And Grace, check this out. This lady was telling me at Miss Dolores' event, and she was saying that how much she needs to post more. And I told her, I said, do you have Hero Post? And she was like, what's that? And I was telling her, she was like, no, I don't have this. She was like, we need to talk. I said, yeah. I was like, you over here, you wanted to make, she wants to make an event and stuff and do some stuff. And I was like, you need to get some Hero Posts. And she was like, we're going to get together, Renee. Me and you, we're going to get together about it. I said, yeah, because you're going to need some of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was telling her, and she had no idea. I was like, wow.
Hey. I'm telling you, it works. And it works, you know, it works very well to where, you know, when you go to your page, you say, man, I posted that. Yeah, you did. Okay. So, because you will forget. Because if you set it out for a certain amount of time, you're already done with it. So you're on to the next thing. And so hold on here. Let me make my girl a co-host there. There we go. You know, I can't do two things at once. If I try and talk and do that at the same time, it'd be crazy. But anyway. Ow. Okay. So this is what Antonio wants you to do for your business. How far can you set it out? We haven't done past 1 year, but I'm pretty sure as long as the calendar, if it allows you to keep going to however far you want to set it out, if it allows you to keep going until maybe 2024, if you want to, you can. However far it allows the calendar keep going. And if it happens to stop at a certain point, then you know, okay, that's my stopping point right here until it gets later into the year. Or, you know, and later to the date so you can keep going. So it is better than Hootsuite. It is. This is why Antonio switched over to Hero Post, because Hootsuite kind of limits you. Whereas Hero Post, you have a lot. Hootsuite, they give you a limited amount of platforms you can get on. Whereas Hero Post, there's no limit. And then, you know, there's no limit to the number of posts you can do. All right, I see our mentor is on. You ready, sir? You know.
Yes.
I'm all right. Perfect. Hold on. Okay, because you know, hey, I am Baptist, so you know you got to do this. Everyone stand, raise your right hand. I'm just playing. So look, just introducing to you the gentleman, CEO and founder of the ATSJR Companies, all the way from Galveston, G-Town, Texas, the millionaire maker, innovator, creator, Mr. Antonio T. Smith Jr.
All righty. I put my little order and I'm going to go down here in the chat with y'all so I can keep eye. I was here and listening. I had to do my therapy homework. It's at 9:30. And even I am obedient to authority. You will respect my authority.
Come on, Cartman.
There you go. All right. That's one of the greatest episodes of all time.
You feeling good?
All righty. Yes. Good. Deanna, I think you freed me up some time, so set me up with Janice over Zoom. Sometime pretty soon. I know we had to reschedule. If y'all had stuff with me and I had to reschedule, it just means I don't know. I know what it means, so I'm not busy, respectfully.
And you are very sorry, and you're getting to everyone as quickly as possible.
There you go. Especially during this time. Yes. There's a reason that I want to stay gently, honorably, respectable, because it's the only commandment that says your years would be shortened.
Watch it.
You understand? So. I'll get back to you. All right. Deanna's in a super loud background with no headphones. Oh, baby. She can't even hear this. Yeah. Oh, man, poor baby. I understand. All right. You said topic, Grace, movement for income.
Yes, sir.
Movement for generational wealth. Let's go back to Mexit News. That's why I wanted to start there. I want you to...
Sir, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm so sorry. Yeah. And I'm just looking at your order. You're gonna do Mexit and then you're gonna go back to your big sis, Adonia.
Yes. I want to use her as an example. If you Grace has recruited me to help her with Adonia.
Thank you so much, sir. Woo!
She's recruited me to blow up Adonia, you know, with some stuff.
I have a question.
As a good example. Yes.
In that space, it's just a question. It might not be. I'm sure it's not none of my business, but I do want to know.
I feel like
this would be the place to ask because it's been on my mind. So,
okay.
is Adonia getting like a social group for insiders? You know, like Facebook has Facebook. Is she getting like a site like that? Does that make sense? Did I put it?
Antonio, I can answer your question.
I am going to set up a Facebook group, but it's with intention. And it's for people that want to join because I'm going to be doing some teachings. And then those teachings is going to lead to some courses that I'm putting together. So that's happening now. I already have one course. I'm trying to finalize it. So that would be the purpose of it. And so the answer is yes. And as soon as I did, I'd be more than happy to share.
Okay. Because that's what I was getting. I was just, okay. I'm just wondering. Congratulations. I was saying it this morning, but I figured I'd ask, bring it out in the way now. Congratulations.
You're welcome. And thank you.
We know flyest people at ATS is Adonia and Law. We know this. Okay. We know this. This is how this works. Not up for discussion. You know, they got to do everything.
with sprinkles and glitter. You know how it is. You know how it is.
Boom.
If you use a doll, that's a really good, really good example, because she represents growth in a way that most of y'all need it. And I'll explain, but I need to explain the message first. All of you need to pick a flagship program. Doesn't matter what it is. This is where you start taking notes. Like, you need to pick something flagship. What's flagship? Something that is, you're very welcome. Glitter Man, you're very welcome, okay? All of y'all, pick something flagship. What is flagship? It's something that is your Google search, your Facebook timeline, your Instagram photos, or Snapchat reels. No, I don't know. Snapchat stories, your TikTok reels. I need you something. You can have other things, but you need something which you're going to devote. Well, let me go backwards. You need something in which your customers are going to spend most of their screen time over there. Pareto's principle. Somebody tell me what that means in layman's terms. Pareto's 80-20. Principle. 80-20 rule. 80-20. Yep. The 80-20 rule. You need to pick where 80% of your screen time will be for your brand. Yes, you are smart, Deanna, even though you can't hear me. Yes, your business is so incredible. Yes, 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 yes. That doesn't mean Ken Johnson's going over there. Going to the most popular feature. So everybody pause. And now decide upon thyself. In fact, let me switch this up, Grace. Pause and decide upon thyself. What's your flagship program? Go ahead, you got a couple of seconds. I said I'm gonna go in this order. Well, it was supposed to say this, Grace. It was supposed to say Mexit, then Adonia, and then I'm adding something else. UCS. There we go. Got my new order. Well, pick it, Grace. What's your flagship product? I ain't got no product. I ain't got no business. That's why I picked you. Everybody else gonna say that. That's exactly why I picked you. You hear me? Uh-huh. I know exactly how to go straight to my opposing viewpoints, Jerome. College taught me that. Boom. Give it to me.
Oh, my flagship product is Antonio D. Smith mm-hmm. Jr. My flagship
product. That's actually quite wise. There are many people who made their career off of some star's name. Many people that made their career. I'll accept that answer. Deanna, can you hear me? You probably can't. Oh, baby. She's out of loyalty. Okay, she left her headphones, y'all, and she's in Starbucks way in Houston at the pit stop. Y'all know Starbucks is loud. Let's see. Who else? Nope, not y'all. Adrian, come here, Adrian. There you go. She's another difficult. She's not difficult. Her path is difficult. Adrian's not difficult. Adrian's a bundle of joy. Come here, Adrian. You ain't got to cut the camera on. You know you in that robe. You sexy black women be wearing that robe. We know you in that robe.
She was showing that Billy hat, though. She was showing that Billy hat.
Yeah. That's right. We'll come back to that later. I'm assuming they won last night because I wouldn't sleep early. But I'm sure they did.
Yes, Astros won. Yes.
Oh, Astros won? Okay. But she ain't like that. That's okay, though. Adrian.
No, I ain't like that at all. Go ahead.
What's your flagship program? Now, before you answer, I'm using Adrian as an example because her path is difficult. Not her. But her path is difficult because she has seen the path before her. Many people have done it, but Adrian is not someone that does things that many people have done. That's one. Then two, she's got many people telling her what she should do, and Adrian, no, none of that fits her well. Mm. So it's difficult for her to pick her flagship program because won't nobody let her pick for herself.
Watch yourself.
I'm using Adrian for the rest of y'all that say, well, damn, ain't nobody let me talk to me. Okay, go ahead, Adrian. What's your flagship program?
Now, could it be a march?
Okay. It could. It absolutely could be. In fact, if you call anything Goon March, that's going to get a lot of attention just off the name.
Because that's what I'm. See, I don't know if it's a flagship. I don't know but what I see is, you know, like marches all over the world for a week, like a survival march.
Mm. Okay.
Like where I do it in Philly, y'all do it in Houston, and we just shut down everything in the name of survival, putting it all together, standing united,
I like that,
and fighting adversity, fighting doubt.
I like that. And then you can get a hand sanitizer sponsor. So when people want to hold hands, they got Survival March on the hand sanitizer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anything like that. Because, you know, people are saying it's going to be germs. Maybe we got that covered. Get this sanitizer. Right? Ain't no water. We got that covered. Get this survival water. Right? Yeah, it's hot outside. Get this survival towel. And everything they're going to try to use. You got to remember, people don't complain because you're not good. They complain because it's the path of least resistance.
You are on it.
This is getting ready to happen. Yep. This is what's getting ready to happen. Sometime after this call, y'all are going to get the folk of you Thursday night, you're going to get a new call. You're going to get a new call, new information, and all the folk who were not in active attendance will be locked up. And this is what's going to happen. Some of those people, not all, who liked me yesterday, all of a sudden not going to like me today. I will be a mean. Here's what somebody gonna say. Well, that's the reason why I ain't been in class in 6 weeks, because I just didn't. And they're gonna make up something. Because it's easier to use me as the path of least resistance than to take responsibility. They actually don't want to change their lives. It's not personal, Antoine. But why would they take responsibility when they don't have to? As a leader, you must be willing to lose followers. If not, if Janice is a leader who is not willing to lose followers, then Janice is never going to follow the vision God gave to her. She will always people please and follow the follower's vision.
Why are you punching us in the face today?
I just want to say, people pleasing is not cool at all. I'm just saying, because it really
it's a
doesn't.
Hell of a drug.
It don't do you no justice, like for real. Especially when you have been given a job to do. Just saying.
Yeah. It's a hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug. It's no matter how many times you try to stop you, it's really. Let me tell you what people pleasing really is. Well, that's Thursday thrown out. Thrown out Thursday. If this was a different crowd, which it mostly is, I would tell you, Janice, the reason why you are a people pleaser is because your love chakra is so pure and so amazing. And I would say that don't not believe in chakras, because your Bible got it. Every school of thought has. You just call it different things. You call it access to the he that's in you. You call it energy, right? You call it alignment, all sorts of stuff. And your fourth chakra is typically, well, your love chakra. Let me just, because I don't want to confuse anybody. Is so good, Janice, but you don't have any balance. So when you are a people pleaser, you genuinely love too much. You love without balance.
Amen to that.
Do that again.
Makes sense.
Yeah, oh, I got you. Okay. You wanted to sink in. I got you. Your love chakra is so pure, so amazing. So I'm talking to all you people, please. You know who you are. I mean, there's no need for me to call you out. It wouldn't be a call, like a compliment.
You punched me in the face, but I just want to say that I don't like being punched in the face. But okay, it's cool because you know I don't have no teeth already, so it's just gonna go in anyway. So you know what I mean. But what I'm saying is, my love is like
pure.
It's pure. It is. I get somebody it's in my pure, arms, automatically feel it. But this is my thing.
Exactly.
I'm not about to fight. I'm trying to tell you. I'm not about to try to please. No, because you. Let me tell you something. I have learned. I've been in enough trouble. Ain't nobody got time for that. Because they would do like that movie.
Well, yeah.
Summertime. They get the duck in the duck. Because they can't figure out what type of love this is. And ain't nobody got time for that. I can't be pleasing people. I'm trying to get where I'm supposed to. I'm just saying.
I completely agree. No, I completely agree. Unfortunately, though, the only reason we get fed up is because we got ran over.
A couple of times.
Right. Yeah. A couple of times. Right.
Somebody call my name. So ran it over.
That's your name, huh?
Yes. Yes. So
that's like Bill Cosby.
Antonio,
yeah,
I'm so connected with what you're saying, and the balance is so mm-hmm. necessary, because if not, you'll mm-hmm. lose yourself in everything, trying to please others. And that is that balance. What that balance looked like for me is Frida learning to stand up for herself, like you said some time ago.
No,
so
that's exactly where it comes from. That's exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. That's actually the heart of the problem. That's actually at the heart of the problem. You have so much love for others and not enough love for self. This is where people pleasing comes from. You're love unbounded. You are genuinely the love of Jesus Christ, of the honorable prophet. You're the love of Buddha, every other ascended master. You are genuinely the greatest form of love on this planet. You just have no balance to love yourself the way you love others. Help me, somebody.
I take that.
Amen. Send me balance.
Okay.
Right here.
Yes. And boundaries.
Yes. This is where this comes from. Yeah. So the way you came to this planet, you're one of those people that came to this planet to change it with love. You just don't have enough balance to love yourself. You're so busy trying to change me that you never take time to change yourself. And what it is a hyperactive love chakra doing its job, just not doing its job towards yourself. Just so we're clear, that's where this comes from. That's a different conversation. That's a different school of thought. That is most certainly Thursday energy, but that's a different conversation, okay? Most certainly a different conversation, but that's where that comes from. So when you are picking your flagship program, if you're a people pleaser, you're going to have a bit of a hard time picking how people should pay you full price. Because that's hard for a people pleaser. Did you see it?
You know what?
You're gonna have a hard time.
Do you know what Antonio T. Smith Jr.? Yeah, I'm gonna be quiet because you know what? It's okay. That's why I show up for class. That's why I'm here. That's all right. It's okay. Go ahead.
It's like me telling Adonia, okay, Adonia, what we're going to do is we're going to sell, and we're going to sell all day long. And all Adonia here with all her love is. So we're going to use people. We're going to take some people. We're going to con people. Oh, my God, no. I don't want people to feel bad about my product. That's all Adonia hears. Because she's so much love unfiltered. Nothing wrong with that. It's just we got to find a balance. Go ahead, Antoine. I saw you on Beach Bike.
Yeah, I think with me in the past, it has been fear of rejection, you know, and and not really wanting to look at myself in a bad way. And so instead of, you know, setting boundaries, healthy boundaries for myself, I just loved on everybody else, right? And use that as an excuse why I didn't really do what I needed to do for myself and really be on the game, on my game like I should be.
This is, look at the Lord moves grace. Let me, so watch me, Jerome, bring it back to the love chakra. But watch this here. We're going to talk about this fear of being rejected. I'm going to show you what fear of being rejected actually is. I'm going to show you what fear of rejection actually is. And I'm going to give you an illustration that Tracy can use with her killer. Tracy's leaned all the way in. Come on, child. You just hold it. She's going to be able to use it. Go ahead, Tracy. She's going to be able to use it for the kids.
I was actually, I got students in here right now. And so, like, a lot of the stuff that you're saying, I'm actually repeating, like, the whole they need to love themselves.
Okay. You repeat, or definitely repeat this here. This is what I don't want to be loved. I don't want to be rejected looks like in real life. I want you. So anyone who has fear of rejection, you certainly are afraid to charge full price. That's okay. That's okay. I'm not dissing you. I just want you to receive that you constantly give discounts, constantly say, well, just give me what you can, because you want that person to like you so they buy from you again. Come on, help me, somebody. Make sure I'm in the right crowd.
Okay.
Now watch this here. I want you to think of money as oxygen. Because on planet Earth, Janice, money is oxygen. Under no circumstances, Renee, will you hold your breath and die for somebody to like you. This is what people pleasing, fear of rejection looks like. It says, hey, my name is Adonia, and I really, really want you to support me, but I'm going to hold my breath until you support me. And if I got to die, fine, I'll die. That's what fear of rejection looks like in your dreams, in your business. You're saying, here's my oxygen, here's my money, here's my support, here's my dreams, here's my oxygen, but please love me so much, Antoine, so I don't mind suffocating just so I can win you over.
Look here, Naomi.
And don't people please me.
when you look at the what the hell does that solve? And I'm dead. and I lost myself as well as I lost other people's business. When you did it that way, how the hell is that supposed to actually produce some kind of dividend or relationship or something?
That's what we do, though. I'm holding my breath. Do you love me? Yes, ma'am.
You know what, Antonio T. Smith Jr.? I'm going to say that first. First win. Man, oh, man. You know what? It makes it all clear. I know that you said that we need to come out of the learning stage, but the fact of what's happening, like where I work, my thing was said, okay, you cannot be afraid of pricing something to get the value of something. It doesn't matter what it looks like to you or to the people. If you price it according to what you want to come in, then overall, someone is going to get it because they are going to want whatever it is you put out there. So when I put it makes total sense to me that this is preparation to help me to get to my next level, because I have told people, look, I'm not going to price my stuff no lower. When you come in, you have a choice. Either you want it or you don't. I have talked to customers. They always want to know, well, why you got it so high? Well, you have a choice. Do you want it or you don't? If you don't want it, leave it there. You can't go in a store and argue over every price. So I get what you're saying in the preparation. I kept trying to figure out, why do I have to be where I am doing what I'm doing? And why would I get, you know, congratulated about getting the marks up, the prices up to where they need to be to get to the next point of value? That's okay. I'm good. I'm learning and growing.
Look, it totally makes sense for sure. I'll tell you this here. If you don't love yourself more than you love others, it should be a balance. You lean towards a distortion of people pleasing. And when you live your life for people, two things are guaranteed. You always miss your own blessings because you look like somebody else when they come.
One more time.
When you people please, two things are guaranteed to happen. You always miss your own blessings. When they come, you look like somebody else. And number two, you are always unhappy. Everybody write this down. The fastest way not to enjoy your life is to live somebody else's thought of your life.
Amen.
The fastest way not to enjoy your life is to live someone else's thought about your life. Well, you know, Janice, you should have been a police officer. But, you know, but Antoine, that's not how I raised you, right? No. This is what we even have this thing to where we're so much trying to please our uncle, our dad, by going to the military. We don't want to go to the military. We come from a family full of doctors, so we got to be a doctor. I want to be an artist. Don't think this ain't true. Grow up in Nigeria, and I dare you grow up in Nigeria and tell your Nigerian parents you want to be a musician. I dare you. Grow up in India.
Lips if you want to.
Grow up in India and tell your Indian parents you want to be a painter. There's only two acceptable jobs. Well, first off, there's only two acceptable forms of education in Nigeria and India. Education number one, doctorates. Education number two, doctorates. That's it. Nigeria and India. They're the same. They're literally the same country. Just, you know, they really are. You go to both, you'll see what I'm talking about. You must have a doctor's degree. You better drive a BMW, and you're an engineer or you're a doctor. These are the only forms of acceptable things. Take it out of Nigeria, and let's bring it to America. Let's bring it to America, Black culture, because I don't know none of y'all culture but mine. Jerome, when you get older, go to school, finish the next part of the grades.
Get a good job with benefits, so you can So you can, you know.
Well, which days do I need off? Which days do I need off?
Oh, weekends off.
And what other special days I need off?
Holidays?
Weekends and stuff and holidays. There you go. There you go. We got the same, all those black folks got raised by the same black people. Don't smack. Stop sliding your feet. Stop chewing that ice. But get back from that TV, you're gonna go blind. Cut that TV now. You gonna walk over that trash? Or you just gonna walk over the trash?
Don't keep coming in and out of my door, letting all my good out.
Don't keep coming in and out of my door, smelling like a what?
A puppy.
A puppy.
That's a wet puppy.
A wet puppy.
Letting my air conditioner out. Cut them lights off. There's lightning going on outside.
My Indian,
the Lord had a
brother and sister that were doctors and lawyers, and he got an engineering, a computer engineering degree. They told him he wasn't a real engineer.
See, when you people please, you end up getting the places that you don't like. You wind up living a life you don't like. And as soon as you live somebody else's thoughts, you're never going to like your life, because you can't be the light holding someone else's light.
Then you always be frustrated. You always be frustrated. Always
frustrated.
You're living somebody else's dreams and thoughts and stuff like that. And when you're pleasing people, they'll never measure up to what your expectation is. And so you'll be disappointed all the time.
Absolutely. So, yeah. Lisa Nichols says, if you always put your trust in people, they'll let you down every time. She's not saying don't trust people. The context there was, you got to trust you first. And you got to trust you first. So I said that because now I want to get to Adonia.
And I'm learning more. Mm-hmm. That's fact.
Adonia, y'all need a flagship program. And you need to put your flagship program on LinkedIn as fast as possible. That's why I did that whole talk. Grace don't know it, but I'm forcing Grace and Adonia to go to LinkedIn as fast as possible. As fast as possible. It's got the most organic reach outside of TikTok. And if you use hero posts like Adonia's doing, you're now posting original content on LinkedIn. And where is Adonia's audience? On LinkedIn. And how does Adonia dress? Like she's the head of LinkedIn. Adonia needs to be on LinkedIn as fast as possible. I know you starting Facebook groups. Keep them Facebook groups. But when you think about what a Facebook group is, you're literally saying, I want to start a LinkedIn on Facebook, because that's what a Facebook group is. When you think about what a Facebook group is.
It is what I'm saying. Go ahead, sir. That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm making a LinkedIn on Facebook. Tell me why. Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because I work for a company. I don't want I'm that person that don't want to be seen. I want to be seen by who I want to be seen by. I want to pick and choose because I don't like being looked at, one. And two, I'm still employed and I'm trying not to have a conflict of interest. Now, maybe, just maybe, I should be okay with the conflict of interest, because maybe they'll politely release me and I go do what I'm doing anyway. So I'm at that point, but I'm very thoughtful because I'm private and I'm shy. I'm using all the that you probably cussing like whatever. I hear you, but I ain't listening. And I'm still do what you say I'm doing. But I'm protective of. That's why I'm just gonna say that. That's I hear.
No,
myself
no, you
whining.
Should be. No. And you should be. Listen, I'm not saying anything. These things are wrong. I'm saying Adonia is gonna have the most success on LinkedIn. she's gonna have the most success on Facebook, which is gonna be LinkedIn the way she's using it. Now, she can start on Facebook, but what she can do, this is why I put Adonia down. Now, I didn't think about her conflict of interest, but it actually plays well into the plan I already had. She can dominate on Facebook because her coworkers ain't over there in a Facebook group because she gets to select who's gonna be in it. And then on LinkedIn, she can be a professional version of what she's doing without saying what she's doing. So she can take the spirit of her company, put it on LinkedIn and start building a following. The spirit of what she's doing is not a conflict of interest. Let's say she's talking about leadership. Well, then she's just going to be talking about the spirit of leadership and becoming a leadership thought leader. She's not saying leadership and buy from me, leadership in her company. She's saying that she could just be inspiring people in leadership. But on Facebook, she's giving all the information away because that's where she can selectively choose an audience. And I get that, especially now that she said it. That makes a lot of sense. I had to do that when I started off. Please note, you did not come out of a stone cold Baptist church and talk about the law of attraction. This is not the way this works. Do you understand? This is unacceptable. This is the universe ain't died on no cross. Oh, y'all acting like y'all don't know the black church I come from. That's all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. So I had to selectively choose too. You're not allowed to. Some people would never allow you to be yourself. But remember, they're never going to buy from you. And if you people please too much and avoid that conflict, then you're never going to get your company off the ground. In Adrian words, that's a word.
I was about to come on and say, that's a word, big fat, all of that, because you be ready to go, and then you might even spill it to somebody, and then they have an idea of what it is that you should be doing, and then they say something, right. Then it's like you're a week behind already, because now you done got caught up in whatever they was talking about for a whole week. Then before you know it, you done said, what? I've been listening to you for like 3 days, and I was doing some shit last week, and That's why I just turned my phone off. I just stopped.
100%. Nope. 100%. They're gonna come after Adonia fast. Let me tell you why they're gonna come after Adonia. Let me help you out. Adonia needs to be anybody else like this. They would have did Susan like this. They're gonna do Otis like this. They're gonna do Ken like this. And Jerome. These people fit the bill. They gonna come after y'all hard. Look, Tawala and Shelly. And Tawala ain't even here. They gonna come after y'all hard. Oh, and Stradivari. They gonna disrespect you the moment you start your business. This is what they gonna say. Adonia, I just wanna tell you. No disrespect. But I just wanna say people are noticing. They're gonna come at you real hard. You know, you might want to be, they're gonna do it like they're your friend. Adonia, I just want, as a friend, might want to watch what you posted. That's what they're gonna do. You know why? Because you are valuable as my number one superstar. How dare you cost me money by building a platform I'm not making money from?
Watch it.
Let me say it a different way. You know how much money Adonia makes me, not me, but you know, where she work at. You think I'm gonna let her just go? That's my slave. My best slave. Attention. Otis is the best slave. Jerome is the best slave.
You sound like the devil. You sound like the devil. When you're trying to do something right for God, God just throw all types of shit in your way just so that you won't make that step right. That's come what
on
you sound
now.
Like.
Come on now.
That's exactly what it sounds like. The adversity, the enemy, however you want to call him, that's exactly what that is. Because he don't speak up until you start to do the right thing, until you make the right step. And then, so it's funny because I think it was you that said that, where you got to check your friends, because it's like, you know, if you got friends, like you don't want to be fat, you don't want to be overweight, and your friends appreciate you like that.
Letting you be fat.
Really don't like you.
No.
I think it was
they
you.
They don't like you at all. That was like me that said that. Them friends don't like you.
If you broke, and they like you broke, they don't really like you, because they just
they
like
don't
to
really
see
like you.
Because when you step out of it, they're gonna be like, "But wait, we over here broke. We like broke. You gotta struggle with us. What's wrong with you? Don't change. You know the people gonna look at you funny because now you think you different. You think you better than us. That is all the devil. Lie.
Yeah. Like Adonia, I know you changed. You ain't have to change. Right? Come on, Adonia. I saw you unmute your mic.
Well, no, what you guys are saying is true, because what I get fed often is, oh, we need you, you know, or you know, so my CEO, who I report to, he's very dependent on me, like very dependent on me. And so even when, you know, I don't think I did the right thing. Okay, so what do you think? I'm the social worker. And the problem that I'm going to have, well, it's not even a problem, because I've already decided to leave. That's not optional. But every time, and I think he's starting to feel it, he'll come in and he'll say, well, I trust you to do this project for me, because I know it'll get done. So I'm that go-to person, and I'm tired of I'm tired of people automatically assuming that their drama is mine. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the problem solver, and that's not what I want to be a support, but I do not want to be the doer, and I'm fixing everybody's mess. I know how to talk to people because I like people, you know, and most employees, they come to me instead of going to their own managers. So anyway, it's what you're saying. I know it's truth. I'm just, I still don't have a shyness about me. That's always my excuse anyway. And I'm kind of over it. I need to move forward.
Okay, so I'm going to bring up the shine of a grace. She made me clutch my pearls.
Yes.
How are people making their emergencies mine? Clutch my pearls up here. Man, let me bring up the shyness first. Adonia's never going to get rid of this shyness. It's never going to happen. And she don't need to, because Joel Osteen built one hell of an empire with it. It is perfectly okay to be a shy motivational speaker. That perfectly describes Joel Osteen, and he does it well. And he acts like that off camera. He is awkward off camera. The same thing you see is the same thing you see off camera. He does not stop acting like that. That is him. That is 100% him. What he does better than anybody I've ever seen is he has focus. When Joel Osteen wants something and locks onto something, it's over. It's done. He has this, his Craig Johnson, his assistant pastor, calls him, he says he has the heart of a child and the will of a warrior. That's what he says. And that is Joel Osteen, through and through. Heart of a child, will of a warrior. That's 100%. So keep your shyness, Adonia. Don't change it. I mean, you know, Lisa Nichols has boldness that works for her. Joel Osteen has shyness that works for him. Your light will work for you. I promise you that. Now let's not back up, but let me address this Adonia issue. Slave owners always consent when their number one slave is about to escape. Amen. Let me help y'all out even more. Ain't no way in the world. You sit on a job all the time. Yeah, you sit on a job all the time. They say, ooh, Janice is amazing. I mean, look at the way she controlled this whole shift. Bob, you should promote her. I can't do that. Bob, she deserves a promotion. But then that shift is going to go to crap. Look at the number two. Are you going to leave that in Teresa's hands? We ain't got nobody to replace Janice if we promote her. So what are we going to do? Just keep her where she at. Come on, help me, somebody.
Wow.
We've seen this before, huh? Mm-hmm. We've seen this before. What they should do is make Adonia a partner, but she's more valuable to them as their slave puppet. But I will tell you this, Adonia, Phil Sorrentino, Phil Delano Sorrentino, that is not his middle name.
You get these middle names from it, Phil.
Just seemed to fit. It just seemed to fit. Okay.
It did sound Italian. It sounded Italian.
Yeah. You know, I'll be putting middle names on people. I know. And Delano, okay. I never even said the word Delano before, but it worked out. Phil Sorrentino, in private, Phil Sorrentino Adonia told me to remind you as much as I possibly can that when you leave, that's your first client, your job. That's not my words. That's the wisdom of Phil Sorrentino. He told me he already told you that.
He absolutely, absolutely already told him. And I said, they're the most difficult and there's no way. And as I hear myself say that, that is exactly why they need to be my client.
That's exactly why. What I told Grace, if this place caused you discomfort, buy it. Y'all remember that, huh? If you uncomfortable, you need to own this uncomfort. I get paid for it now. I get paid for it. This is what it is, right? This is what it is. So please know, your irritating little brother is going to remind you of Phil Sorrentino's words every chance I get. Every chance I get. We're going to start a whole division. Grace, right now, I mean, we're going to start a whole LLC just to put that client under. I think we're going to charge him $6 million a year. That sounds about right. That sounds about right, Adonia, $6 million a year? I think that's about right. It's an education budget.
They in the $1 million upper, that would be a good chunk, you know, that'd be a quarter or whatever of it. But my issue is, it's the people side of it. You know, they rather call people stupid and, you know, go to HR. I'm suspending you because you didn't wire this up right. And I'm like, well, why don't we call train people? How about we train and teach people how to be better? And then you politely release someone to go reach their other dream if we're not the right person. That's how you don't be rude. Yeah. You say, you know what? Not a good fit, but what we're going to do is we'll help you do your resume and we're going to send you so you can go find that good job.
That makes sense. So this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do.
I believe you got to feel that, though. What Adonia just said, you got to feel that. There's people that are still caught in there, just the mundane of showing up. I clocked in. This is my position. And this is who I am. So they never see the other people as people. You know, they always want them to just, talk down on you. Like, the way she just said that you don't get that from the corporation. You have one person. That's why they all come to you, Adonia, to talk to you, because you're the only person in the building. Everyone else is still, you know, just make me do my job. You look at me as an employer, you want me to show up and do the numbers. You don't even care, you know, that everything in my life is going crazy right now and I can't show up the way I need to. And then the first thing they want to do is fire you. Well, damn.
That's true.
Everybody's in some kind of mess right now. Chaos everywhere. Right. And chaos goes with you. It follows you. So when you go to work, you bring your chaos with you. So what I'm saying is, when you see somebody and there's some angst going on, that's a poor conversation. Let me talk to you. What's going on? How can I support you or can I support you? Do you need an extra hour off or do you want to come an hour late because you got maybe some baby mama drama or whatever the is. People are human beings and we're not treating them like human beings. We're treating them like dollar bills. The thing is, they gonna make you the money if you have a little bit of interest and concern about what they got to go through. That's cute.
Absolutely.
That's why the human and human resources is about the people. You know, take care of the people. The people will want to take care of you. They'll want to stay late. They will go the extra mile. But even, you think, oh, they get a paycheck. Yeah, that's part of it.
But the reality is life is happening to all of us. And we have to understand that life is happening to all of us. So let's touch the life and even maybe help them get to what their dream is. And that might mean leave us. Okay, but take care of them while they're there. Sorry, I go on that. That is your thing.
That is your thing for sure. And it should be. It should be. That's your thing for sure. And it should be. Deanna, remind me. I told Deanna to put your ear to the speaker. It's all right. Nobody care how you look. We just get to see you. We get to see your roots. We get to see your roots. Your scalp health.
Don't do a friend like that.
Get to see your scalp health. That's all right. Ain't no problem. Remind me, Adalia, to come back to this list before we hang up with the boy I gotta do. But no, let me back up.
Antonio,
so this is what you. Yes, sir.
Something really, really important. I'm listening, I think it's really, really important is, and you said it earlier, but all of us need to pay attention to that. You have to love yourself. You have to make sure that within yourself that you're important. You can be a people pleaser. You can be on whatever spectrum that you want, but you have to love yourself. And I love what Adonis said about, I know it's time for me to move on. I'm not sure when I'm gonna get there, but I know it's time for that. And I know the situation isn't healthy. I need to do something different, but you gotta love yourself. And I say this, folks, from personal experience, because as Antonio was saying earlier, the previous job I had, I was that guy. I was that go-to guy. I was the guy that made things happen.
Oh, you was a slave. You was a slave. You was the number one slave. And as soon as the pandemic hit, the number one slave cost too much. And they let the number one slave go. I'm sorry. Keep going, Jerome. You just keep on going up.
Thank you. Did you get help me get the tire tracks off me now? No, but he's absolutely correct. Nice. He's absolutely correct. And then, but you know what? But that was my wake-up call. Because when the pandemic moved down and I was in a position to go back, different ones were saying, oh, you're going to go? Oh, no, it's not going to happen. Oh, no. Why am I going to go back to that when now I'm able to see where I'm going and what I can do? And I'm not going to take advantage of that. Oh, I'm going to go back and be a slave again. My name ain't Kunta Kinte. Mm-hmm. No, you better go on and cut my leg or cut my foot off. Because I got to go. But no, I just wanted to say that, Antonio, about you got to love yourself, even though you may be a people pleaser, even though you might not be doing the right thing. Don't forget to love yourself, because if you do, if we stick around ATS long enough, you'll see who you are, because that's what happened to me, folks. And ATS showed me, oh, Jerome, you shouldn't be doing that. But I like that. Yeah, but it ain't paying you. No, you broke. Like being broke. The thing that, I'm going to tell you, folks, the thing that, Antonio, that is on my face about, but look at your harvest. You still broke. I did not like that. I wanted to cuss him out a couple times. But guess what? Yeah, it was the truth.
When I said that.
Oh, how you going to talk to me like that? Because it's the truth. Oh, I don't like that. Well, then do something about it. But you got to like yourself. You got to love yourself. And you got to love yourself enough to do something different. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. If you want something different, you got to do something different. Hello.
Come on, you better, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
You better go ahead.
That's what you
said. Now I got to watch that movie. Now I got to watch Sister Act.
You sure all right. I got to go watch it, too, and think about my grandmother. That's it. That's it. You know, the only thing you can do is when you wake up in the morning, that's all you can think about. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Come on, Whoopi. You know what? By the way, let me help you. I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Be careful of the policeman. Grace, do me a favor. Pull up Whoopi Goldberg.
Antonio?
Pull up Whoopi Goldberg. Yes, sir.
While you're doing that, and Adonia, the exercise that you'll go through to have them be your first client, whether they say yes or no, is the valuable experience. How you have to position yourself and how you approach them and say, listen, I need to move on, but I care for you people and I want to stay involved. So just going through that, even if they don't reject it, you going through that process is going to teach you a lot.
Right. Recording too, because I want it.
I love Phil. Yeah. He just in 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you just told me what I need to do, not only what I need to do, how to do it. In 30 seconds. And trust me when I tell you that is exactly what I'm going to do.
There you go. There you go. Now think about this. What Adonia could do is, instead of charging $6 million, she should charge $8 million. She get 4 Melissas and 2 Graces. Split $2 million between them. Now Adonia ain't even got to talk to nobody. Y'all run this company. Checks come to me now. All right, share the screen, Grace. I do want y'all to be careful. I shouldn't do it, but I am. I am going to do it anyway, Janice, because I do too much. Go to images, please.
Oh, images. Okay.
Yeah, go to images. See, when I grew up, they told me Whoopi Goldberg was ugly. Well,
she's really pretty.
You talk about Miss.
I know.
She really is.
She was ugly.
Yeah, I'm with you, Antonia.
Mm-hmm. Stop your screen, Grace. Stop your screen. You got to be careful about the policeman in your head. Somebody else running them thoughts. That pull up Oprah. You ain't got to do it in real life. Told me she ugly and fat. I ain't the only one. I'm saying what was common, you know, vernacular.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's my thought. I'm saying this is what I was told to believe. Okay? And if you're not careful, if you keep living your life based on what you're told to believe, you don't wind up picking some spouse you don't even like. Old man told me. Her body ain't gonna raise your kids. Her mind is.
Oh, that was a word.
I ain't gonna bother nobody. All right. Come here, Deanna. Where you at? You still got your scalp on the screen. Where's she at? Oh, she's fine. Okay. When will she come back? Right when she come back. There's a conference in San Antonio. December 7th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. San Antonio, Texas, December 7th. Put it in chat for me, Grace, until Deanna comes back. December 7th, 7 a.m. to 3 a.m. 3 p.m., excuse me. That'll be one hell of a conference.
Okay, I was going to say, hold on.
Man, that's like 2-drink minimum conference right there. Yeah, you go. Yeah. 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then there's a dinner that you stay in. And we're going to bring it back up before we head out because I want to do something nice. I'm going to go down my little list here. Hold on. Bam. Nope, not that. Where's my little list? Back to Adonia. Adonia is about to blow. But I need y'all to understand something. You got to control your vibration in all things, okay? Put your ear to the speaker down. You got to control your thing to all things because Adonia don't have to kill the 43 years of stress that she got in order to win. If she used that, what happens is on stage, she's relatable because the very people she's talking to is pissed off too. I don't write biblical commentaries no more. I've currently, as of this year, last year, don't pastor anymore. Like 12 years, I stopped at 12. All that 33, 44, ain't got nothing to do with me, Jerome. You go get somebody else. 12 is enough. I mean, 12 is enough. I ain't had no gray hairs until I started dealing with you Negroes. But that's all right, though. I'm telling you, just keep on going. We're going to keep on going. I ain't had no gray hairs until then, but that's all right, though. Anyway, 12 years.
You'll mess around and look like me.
Yes. I had no gray hairs. You hear me? Now, all of a sudden, I got a whole patch right there. Yeah, that's every, I felt every year, Pastor. You hear me? Every single year, I felt it. Every year, every day, I woke up and said, Lord, you sure? This is some This is crazy. You called the wrong one. We was all surprised together, Janice, when I said I'm called to preach. Everybody went, what? I was, me too. I don't know what the hell. Me too. I'm shocked too, y'all. For real. But I get to use this on stage.
Turn around and say, this
and,
is some
and calls.
Crap.
Right. Because a lot of the people in my audience are disgruntled Christians. So don't kill what you went through. Lean into it, because the reason Ibrahim is going to be so effective, well, Ibrahim got a lot of things. He's been overweight. He's been the child nobody wanted, right? He's been all these things. He's been all these things. He leans into that. Now he can be relatable. Nobody, under no circumstances, do we like heroes that are perfect. Our heroes need to have flaws. And the more you lean into your flaws, the more people say, ooh, I want to charge him a lot of my money.
But Antonio, they tell you to cover your flaws. They tell you to stop, you know, what goes on in my house, stay in my house. Don't tell everybody that. You know, like my mom has a problem with the whole misunderstood. Like she don't like the fact that I use misunderstood when she sees it on screens and stuff. She'd be like, well, we're not going to call you that. I'm like, come on, mom. Like everybody is calling me that now. Like that's my thing. She's like, but that's your dancer name. Like,
okay.
How do you?
First off, that's hot. That's hot though. That's hot. So good job.
And then
P
I'm living
that
for
one.
Her.
That
you know, I've been living hot. For her all my 45. Hot. You know, I'm only here for her. Like, you know. But yeah, that misunderstood. Well, she really. She don't like my misunderstood at all.
Yeah. So, let me give you a good example of this. Deanna did something yesterday. I didn't necessarily. It wasn't in the wrong. I just didn't like it, Janice. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like it. It wasn't wrong, but I didn't like it. And she was like, oh, okay, my bad. And I was like, no, don't apologize because you ain't did nothing wrong. I said, the real issue is I'm complaining about something I ain't provided yet. You missed it.
Wait till
she come back. You
said the same thing when Prophet Jerry was telling you about his article.
Oh, and then you know what? And it came back to me, and I didn't even know it. Because I told her, I said, no, see, the deal is I haven't provided this thing, so I have a complaint. But it's not you, it's just I ain't fixed this little area. So just hold what you got. I'll fix this tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? I will provide here, and then after that, it happened again. We were having a conversation, you know what I'm saying? But I haven't provided in this area, you know what I'm saying? So, no, you don't. And I'm trying to tell Adrian the same thing. If your mama ain't writing your keynotes, come on now. If she ain't buying 10,000 books, you won't call yourself whatever you're going to call yourself the moment your mama buy you 100 books. The moment she starts writing your keynotes, the moment she can have some voice.
I need that.
Be not
I need
afraid.
I need that in the recording because I can't say that kind of stuff to my mama, but she can hear. She can overhear somebody saying it about her.
That's what it is.
Amen.
That's what it is.
Hey,
that's what it is. Real talk.
D is back.
Yes.
D is back.
Yes. Sophie Scalp. If we could, can you unmute your mic and tell us
about
this December 7th? Yes, sir.
Adrian, next time you talk to your mom, say, Mom, you're right. I was misunderstood for a long, long time. And then I took a pause and became misunderstood.
Hmm.
You've gone from misunderstood to misunderstood.
That is so hot, Bill. That is so hot.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually how she spells it, too.
That's it. That is it. Miss
Understood. Yeah. MS. You right. Go on, Phil, with it. Yourself learning about me.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Just don't say, Mama, get out my mother. Don't do that. That's
that that goon thing, and they be scared already. They see goon and be like, oh, yeah. I don't like that. Why do we have to be goon? Yeah. I'm thinking, anything's wrong. Everything's wrong. Just Lord.
They did the same thing when I said, unchurched. Right? And then, of course, it wound up taking off. Yeah, unmute your mic real quick. And yes, go get you some headphones later. Because being with no headphones is like working out with no music. It's terrible. Yeah, it's just terrible. Okay, unmute your mic real quick, Deanna. Don't worry about how loud it is. And tell us, please, about the December conference. Tell us about the conference, please.
About what?
Sent me a message in line app. Look at line app.
Oh, it's the link you sent me?
Right. But tell them about it. Do I got to pay for everybody or is it already paid for?
It just asks, who you wanted to bring for your team.
All right, so I already paid. All right, then. Easy. Got it. Okay, you can stop right there. I got it. Grace, you're going to send this to Deanna in line app.
Okay.
Is it this piece? Oh, wait. Can you see it now?
Yes. I don't know how to say it. Bayard County. Is that how you said it?
Bexar. That's somewhere in San Antonio. So somewhere up there. Okay. December 7th, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. You're gonna put Adonia Dixon. You're gonna put Antoine Jackson. That's not his last name. You know who I'm talking about. And you're gonna say Melissa, Ken Johnson, Jamal, Tracy. Unless y'all feel like flying down here, I left your name off. I only said Melissa, man, because she fly everywhere every week. She can just reroute one of them flights to San Antonio. She'll be okay. There you go. Add those names to there. Now we got the full names of everybody who is going.
Antonio, I want to look out for my buddy Terrell, because it was for military.
Oh, Terrell, no, he was actually on my list. I left him out. Thank you.
I got to look out for my boy now.
Yeah, I appreciate you. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Go ahead, Ibrahim.
I wanted to ask Adonia what her business is and then what her job is, so I could give a few ideas which would shorten the distance of positioning that is keeping her from becoming an authority on LinkedIn. So what is her job title? And then what is her business?
So her business is a fully nude strip club. No, I'm just joking. I doubt you if you want to answer this before I fit myself.
She gonna kill you. I was like, wait, what? I was about to say, wait a minute, girl, where you at?
That escalated quickly. My God.
You probably didn't meet it, Will. if you can. Yeah. Girl, I got T Valley. That's it. I just need to see one episode. Now I'm an expert. I'm an expert now. All right, the full names on the list now are. Hopefully you sent them to Deanna Grace, but it's me, Deanna Grace, Monica, Tempest, and all those other names that I said. Those are the names, so put that there. And then remember August 7th next year, if you want, well, the AI for comfort, but you have to you have to actually want to work with ATS on some computer programming type stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be the programming you may think, because there's so many different ways to program. But if you want to do that, please let us know. I know Antoine's going, I know Melissa's going, same people went last year. I know Grace is going this year. I can't imagine that Monica would miss it if she has enough notice. Maybe you should tell her, Grace. I just, you know, especially since her company is headquartered in Vegas.
Yes.
Headquarters in Vegas. I just can't imagine her missing Vegas while it's headquartered in Vegas, unless she's getting married. No, it's just one day. It's just December 7th. The conference is just December 7th. But there is a dinner afterwards. And of course, all of you smart people know that the dinner is where you do your work. That's where you get your business cards. That's where you go, Jonathan? Oh man, Jonathan, I love what you said about thing you said about, you know, that's when you do that. That's when you do that, for sure. Last things from me is, and I'll bring back up some of the stuff tomorrow and look at my little scripty thing. Adonia makes it, then I put, oh, well, right, I'll bring that up tomorrow. Grace, send me my little agenda here.
Okay.
So, and line up. I'm going to put it to you in line up, but just make sure I got it tomorrow.
Okay.
Just make sure I got it tomorrow. I got 2 minutes before I had to go get therapized. You all are going to, let's do it this way. Tracy, sometime this year, I want to, just because you are just awesome, I want to, you know what, let's just do it strategically. After the business valuation comes in, are you looking at Christmas, January, after the business valuation comes in, Tracy, what I want you to do is you are going to let me come speak to your kids after the business valuation. Just nothing professional, just on one of them days. Nothing, no big deal. Just on one of them days that you got like, you know what? This is the in-between. I'm just come sit down in the class. And hopefully, by then, it'll be a billionaire coming to speak to your kids. Hopefully by then. Something like that. You know what I'm saying? Just something. And if not, then I'll just do a video. But we want to do something special for your class, though. Maybe we'll have like a pizza party. You know what? That's what we're going to do. Forget the speaking. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do a pizza party.
I ain't heard of a pizza party at a low depth.
Yeah,
I'm about a pizza. I'm about, how many kids in the class? The dad are telling me I got to go. It's not 30. How many kids in the class?
The largest is 28. I would just pick one class. I got six.
Just one? Oh, excuse me. I only like one in my class. I'd pick one. The mother five. They pick one? All right. So I'm going to order 50 pizzas for one of your classes. Cool? That's what we're going to do. To get to speaking. All right. There we go. Pizza party. Yeah, I remember that. Grace, you know, I'm going to forget. All right, y'all. There we go. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Or tonight, too. You know who you are. All right, everybody. Love you, everybody.
Love you more.
Love you more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.